Father in heaven, we're so thankful. We're so fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, in your likeness. And Father, we just pray that you'd move mightily this day by your Spirit. Where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, without your Spirit, we can do nothing. We become failures. We become inadequate. We lose our way. We find ourselves not knowing what's going on. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. We're beside ourselves. Father, within our own selves, there is no power. There is no strength. There's nothing within us that can actually do anything without your help. Everything that we do has to have your special touch. And Lord God, as you touch the heavens, as you touch this earth, as you touch all things, every animal, every speck that's on this earth needs your touch all continually. You are our strength. You are our way maker. You are he that is wise. He knows all. And Father, we come to you this day and acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior, as our strength, as our peacemaker that keeps us moving through the time when we feel anger and all the things this earth that's going on in this day, that you give us peace in our hearts. You give us joy unspeakable, full of glory. And Father, you add great grace to us. We cannot move within our own limitations. We cannot go without your strength. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing this day. I pray for the bless your people. Bless those this day in a mighty way, Lord God, that your Spirit would be upon them this day in a mighty way. And Father, we feel the powers of darkness coming upon this earth in such a way that it distorts the minds of many people. It distorts what you have spoken for them to do, to become. And it alters our direction that's in mind from you from heaven. And that altering changes our path that we end up not going or not doing what you wish for us to do. And Father, we just pray this day that we will remain, that we might remain faithful to you this day. Father, in the wonderful name of Jesus, we lift up those this day that need a special touch. Father, for those that's going through times of hardships in their life, Father, we pray for that one this day that's going through situations they do not even understand. Father, help them this day. Help them, those that are walking in unbelief this day. For the many, many do not even understand that you are a God of miracles, that you are a God that walks through the faith, that those you receive work mighty for those that can trust and believe that you are the true, the living God. And Father, many people of this nation, this world, does not understand the principles that you work on your people through faith, hope, love. These are the blessings that were upon our people that move your heart mightily. And Father, we just praise you this day. We pray that you'd move mightily upon America this day and on Israel this day. We pray for Israel. We pray for all borders of the earth this day. We pray for revival in this nation. We pray for revival of hearts and souls this day. Lord God, that you're coming back very soon. Help us to be prepared. Help us to be ready. Help us to be watchful. We might watch and be very diligent in our spirit, Lord God, that we would not to lose out any, that we would not want to get hardened in our own selves. Lord, yield to your Spirit. And Father, we just give you praise and glory. And we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I've been just looking in Psalms. There's a spot that talks about the earth is the Lord and the fullness of it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. You know, God made this earth. It's his earth. It's not ours. He made it in his handiwork because he made it that we would live righteously with his presence with us. He wants us to realize that it's a short-term time that people live on earth. It's just a lend deal. It's a lend-lease situation. We're here for a few days. The Bible plainly says we're like a vapor that comes for a little while, and at the end of that, a vapor goes, and then it's gone. And that's the way our life is. Without the Lord, we're just here for a speck, and then we're gone. And that's what basically life is very short. Life can be good, but still it has its hang-ups sometimes. It has things that cause us to fret, to be afraid. Fear is a great denominator in many of our hearts. It comes in because fear can be used as a good tool if it's used properly. if we didn't know a little bit about putting our hands into a fire, because we'd get seriously burned. If we know that with our hands in electrical sockets, and there's a lot of high voltage, we're going to get burned also. So fear can be a good thing if it's done properly, but it don't come to a place that we lose our self-control, that we're so fearful that fear has taken us over, that we're out of control because we don't know, when we're in fear, we don't have any trust in our living God. And God wants us to have trust in Him, that we would live our life in His faith, in His uprightness. We would not be as the one that puts his hand in the sand and says, well, I don't know because they cannot see. But we need to open our eyes and we see what's taking place, that we're not just going through life hiding and looking around, and we don't want to face life itself. Well, life itself has a reason. God made us, He appropriated that we would live here at a certain time and a certain section, and that time that God has a special job for each one of His children. But many of His children do not know that. They don't understand that. But when God stops time itself and we stand before Him, He'll say, I had this job for you. We say, oh Lord, because we're not aware. We're not really in tune with God. We're not really, don't understand God with the place that we read the Word of God, but we don't understand that God's saying, I come for you, my child. God has a special reason that we would walk a certain distance upon earth while we're here. God orders our steps. He knows the steps of a good man. God's here to uplift us, to encourage us, but there's a special reason why we're here upon earth. God made this earth and the fullness of it, that we might dwell in His structure. He made everything, this land right here. God was already, many years ago, knew this day was going to take place today, that we was going to be here. Well, if we get out of step with God, and He wishes for that to happen that day, then God cannot make it work. So to work with God, we kind of come to a place that we're pliable with the Spirit of God, that we can work. When God says go, we're ready. We're not just find ourselves struggling in the process of trying to do the will of God. Too many people are struggling through the process doing the will of God because they're not know what the will of God is. They're far from the heart of God. They're far from the achievements of God. There is no sense of love. There's no sense of the attributes of God. Love, joy, peace. These, when we start growing the Lord, that's why it's so mandatory that we have the fruit of the Spirit before we have the gifts of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. These become dominant in our being. We start having joy. We have peace. We have the fruit of the Spirit in our life that's very meaningful because God has a task force and He's got a line for each person to achieve that we might be in the decisions of things from God, because God teaches us to walk in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If we walk in disobedience, then we become, as we was talking a little bit ago, some people don't understand that there's responsibilities. And God wants people today to have responsible. We need to be responsible of this body that we occupy, because God wants us to be accountable for the Spirit within us. That we come that day before God, He says, thou slothful servant, you didn't take care of your body. You didn't appropriate time in my cause. You didn't seek me with your face. The Bible says we're to call upon God. We're to seek Him with our whole being. And we find ourselves in that day and He say, what have you done, slothful servant? We are the servants of God. We are His pleasure. We are His handiwork, that He uses us that we might be able to cope with life itself. And through the process of all these decisions that takes place, we're talking about the glory of God. He wants to come down in your being, that His Spirit starts directing you. His Spirit starts moving you. His Spirit starts helping you. His Spirit starts giving that positive direction, that you're not walking in disgust, you're not walking in shame, you're not walking in incompleteness, but you're walking completed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're walking in His fullness. You're walking in the atonement of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God becomes upon you, that you become a vessel just as a nobody, like in the first part of this today that God was speaking. That's where we are. We're out of control, but we come to that place that God's in control, and our heart starts going from a nothing into a vessel that God starts occupying.
And that occupancy comes, God will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. The problem is, we don't allow Him for this to take place. We don't allow Him to have that special encounter with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. People live in their lives years after years after years after years, and they are incomplete. They're going round and round. They're going round as like the Tower of Babel. They start building their own way to heaven, and that's why we start building our way to heaven, and our way to heaven is what God wishes for us. He wants us just to walk and do. We don't have to worry about heaven if we do the will of God. We don't have to worry while God made the earth and how He did it. We just do the will. We just be obedient to Him, and God will bless us. He will motivate Himself, and He will have great pleasures upon those who walk upright before Him. If we will walk in His kindness and His goodness, these are the attributes of God. And today we need people with kindness. We need people with charity. We need people as loving and not debaters. People that don't war. We need the opposite. We need people that work with God's power. We become testimonies. Our lives become the example of God. Our lives become an example that shows the deity of God to those round about us, that you don't have to say nothing. The Spirit of God is just so I don't even know how to say it. By the Spirit of God, that cares, we don't miss the mark. If you have the Spirit of God on it, you're not going to miss the mark. God will not allow you to miss. When you miss the mark, yes, you leave your place of insecurity. You leave your place of non-trust. You cannot trust. You're validated the power of God upon you. And you know, God, many times, they can take, like you can get a ticket in the land, and someone, you can take it to some magistrate, and he can sign your ticket, and it's validated, it's corrected, and you didn't do nothing about it, He just did it for you. That's what God can do. He can validate you, that you might be a vessel, that you might receive honor and praise, that you might walk upright before the Lord in this last hour, receiving the privileges from heaven, and no longer be a castaway, but be a child of God, that you'll be favored, and your hands can be used by the Spirit of God. Your mind can be used for the Spirit of God. You can, your whole heart beats from God. Your whole being moves to the Spirit of God, and you become no longer just a person, but you become a child of God, born of God, baptized with the Spirit, baptized in the love of God. Yet you don't have the spirit of fear, because you know your Heavenly Father is going to take care of you, and there's no good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. If you call upon God, God will answer you, and He'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. What's wrong with church? They're moving in their own selves. God wants to move in us. He wants to. We don't reserve our lives for someone. We reserve our life for the Lord God. We're a captive audience of Him. I place it in my heart that I am not going to take in no badness. I'm going to take in the goodness of God. I want to take like a drink from heaven. I want to drink that spiritual water daily, that I would survive this last hour, that through the times of hardness, of times of destruction, the Spirit of God will be on, and you will still have that quality that your body will be healthy in the Spirit. Your body will be on fire. Your body will be directed by the things from heaven, and you will not even see the damnable things that are upon this earth, but you will see the precious things of God. You will see the glory of God. You will see His glory, and you'll feel it. I feel it in my heart. He is here to elect you. He's here to change you. He's here to glorify you in Him. He's able to here to erect you in a new path, in a new scope that you have never went before. He is able to change your life in such a way that you will never realize how distant you were from God until you give God a chance, and then you'll realize that you was way off course. But God will bring you back on course. He will bring you back to the right channel. He will flood you with living water upon you. He will surge you with power. He will give you His angels charge over thee. He will keep it, even though thou would even dash thy foot against the stone. You know, God showed me the old time tractors right now in my heart. But it's for a reason. These old tractors now, today's standard would be very obsolete. And that's what's wrong with us. We're very obsolete today. We have an old, wore out old piece of junk, and it's wore out, and we're still trying to make it. But we knew it up to date. Power zone from heaven, that's powerful, that's mighty. God's here to advance you, giving you direction, give you courage, to give you mighty direction from heaven that you might be fortified your heart from the conquering powers of the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. Unless you have this inward part from God, supercharged by the Spirit of God, you cannot combat the powers of darkness. There's nothing within you to cope with the things of darkness. But with God, darkness can't cope with you. Man, old woman, whoever you are, you have the Spirit of God. The enemy cannot cope with you because you're more than conquerors through God who loves you. And you can disturb the heavenlies that are wrong because the Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God gives you great power. But that power takes an adjustment. That adjustment comes through prayer. The adjustment comes through reading the Word of God. The adjustment comes to be obedient. The adjustment comes to the love of God to give someone that cup of water. You know, God must have a hand of love sharing constantly, giving people good things, giving them, that should be in our being, that we want to make people happy, that we want the joy of the Lord to be in them, and that we don't have to receive people sad. We don't do things for our own gain. We do it for the will of God. We do it that God might exercise the Spirit of God is that our heart would be end up to be as the heart of love. Our heart would be loving kindness, tender mercy. The Spirit of God would be upon us. The glory of God would be upon you, and nothing can detour your walk. Nothing can take what God's no imp from hell can come against you, because you can stand, thousands shall come to the side. Nothing shall come against thee. The whole world will come against you. Your greater God is supernatural. If the whole world come against you and you take what the Spirit of God spoke in this moment, you can live. You can triumph. You can be a triumph while you're upon earth. But you try doing it in yourself, you'll lose that. It's like the old days when people would do things within their own selves. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. And it's like we are. He had a great fall. And we're going to have a great fall unless we have the Spirit of God. That our body is like that eggshell that will break. We're very anemic. We have no strength in ourselves. We're like that vapor that God must have put his blessing upon you. Hopefully you've got what God's spoken. He takes a vapor, and that's what this message has been around about. Way he takes a vapor, that the vapor will become powerful in the Lord. And that's very powerful. You can't realize how powerful, but that's what we are, a vapor that God supercharges us by his presence in us. And this presence, it's so Spirit of God, so powerful today that I can't hardly talk, but he's real. He fortifies you. He's here to uplift you. He's here to educate you. Don't look for education in yourself, but educate in him. He would give me all knowledge if I needed. But what natural man does, they want to know all things. And that's the one of the things that we need to get. We get in trouble up here. We don't have to know. We don't question our Heavenly Father. We do it because we know it's him. That's a way of growing that you don't have to know. But the Spirit of God is your strength. He is your way maker. As you start growing, the Spirit of God starts leading you. He encourages you. He directs you. Yet you still read the Word of God. You still pray without ceasing. You do these things. But in it all, God motivates you and corrects you. It's like a guidance system. If you get a little off course, he says, okay. You know, he don't even talk to you. It's automatically. He pulls you back. Constantly abiding in the Spirit of God. Constantly uplifts you. Constantly directing you. Constantly lifts you up, oh man. And America this day, you need to be uplifted by the Spirit of God. You need to cope no longer with these things in your own head knowledge. In your own direction. But you need the Spirit of God that can move all things through Christ. We can be motivated from heaven. And God wants the people that's pliable, that will no longer give their heed to the things that are heard. We need to hear the things from heaven. We take heed to things that we hear. But we got to dissolve the things that we hear unless they're from God. We need to be pliable every day that we can follow the Spirit of God, because we're going to face changes very rapidly. And what we put in concrete right now, a year from now, will probably not be in that spot of solidness. It will be actually a sinking place. It will be a place of great encumberment. It will be a place of great troubles. That's why we need the Spirit of God, because the enemy that you face is very crafty. He comes to come against you constantly. And that's God is on the guard to keep you out of his alignment, keep you out of his realm, that he cannot bother you, he cannot trouble you, because you're God's property, and God will super keep you in his mighty power. By the Spirit of God, God's here to uplift you. God's here to uphold you. God's here to not to scold you this day, but He's here to have His pleasures in you, that you would serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul, that you would trust Him. Trust Him and believe in Him to the depth that He can use you mightily. God, I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon your people this day in a mighty way. I pray that you lift them up. Father, I pray for this message. I know it's by your heart. There's a way that you do it, but I know it's very you preach above everybody else, and it mystifies some. I know you're speaking my heart. We need to hear this message over and over and over, because there's something in it that's going to touch the hearts of people. Natural man cannot receive this message today, but the spiritual man will be blessed. The spiritual man will grow deeper. The spiritual man will grow higher, but the natural man would be ashamed. He would feel just out of it. But the Spirit of God is moving mightily by your Spirit. Father, I just know that you're wonderful. And I know that your goodness. And I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Father, I pray the hearts of your people, that they will be no longer discouraged. But Father, you're showing me right now, this was a circle that you took us this day. You took us from a vapor into a powerhouse. And that's the message, from a vapor to a powerhouse. And that's what God's people are. They're a vapor to a powerhouse. And that's what God wishes for. It may be too great a task for some people. But yes, it's too great for anybody. But with God, He can make you to be from a vapor to a powerhouse. But only He can do it. Only He engineers it. Only He directs it. He's your counselor. He is your wise God. I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day, Father God. I pray that Thy will be done. And I pray that you'd move mightily. Father, you're speaking my heart. It was okay. You did your will. And Father, I pray that you'd move mightily upon your people. We pray that you'd bless them. Bless America this day. I pray that for those out there in the internet, I guess call it. I don't even know. But Father God, I pray for a mighty blessing. I do know that you're good. All these the things of this world I don't really know too much about anymore. But you're wonderful. You're glorious, and I pray for a supernatural strength your people this day. I pray that everyone, the sound of my voice, that their life will change this day for the greater cause of Christ. The Spirit of God be arise in you in such a real way that you will have loving kindness, you'll have tender mercy, you'll be blessed from God, that God can bless you, God can let His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you forevermore. And I pray for America this day. I pray for this country this day. I pray for the pastors. I pray for the churches. I pray for all people this day. I pray that the people would get encouraged this day. But everyone needs a supernatural touch. And there's no way to describe what God spoke today. But it's from a vapor to God's glory. A vapor is nothing. But God's glory is all power. He has strength through His glory. I just pray that God will bless each one of you this day. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Praise God.